Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello!
To
all the brilliantly gifted people in Studio 1A.
It's good to be here tonight.
To all of our friends around the world, we say hello for the 558th time.
Oh, my God.
As we welcome you to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It is the spot where the music makes you shout and the chatter knocks you out. Yeah. We're all gathered here on the shores of Big Gaither Lake for our annual Wet and Wild Water Sports Day. Kevy, he's on a wakeboard. And Tori's hiding from the sun. And Joe's practicing his banjo. And Mark and Mike are putting on their swimmies. And William's firing up the grill. It's going to be a smashingly good day on this international.
Good to be alive day. If you really want to thrive, make each day fully alive.
Yeah. And ready to take us on his Power Cat speedboat ride with his homecoming microphone in hand, the recent winner of the International Love and Life Award.
Here's Bill. Music always makes your life better. Gaither.
And we're going to go to South Africa, where we did this tune
We got a lot of special guests today, Bill. We got Jeff and Sherry, Sandy Patty, Steve Green, the vocal band.
Yeah.
Let's go to South Africa, Bill.
Wave is going to be a fully alive kind of day.
And we're going to be singing Fully Alive, which is much better than the alternative.
Fully alive in your spirit. Lord, make me fully alive.
A public service announcement today.
All right, Mark.
It's Smile Power Day.
Hey,
put on a happy smile, and it will make your life worthwhile.
It will.
Okay. Yeah. As soon as I find my teeth, I'll do that.
A smile without a tooth is not something we want to look at.
Bill, who did this song first? Who?
Sam Cooke, back in the 50s. Really? I heard this for the first time. I loved it then. And I love the way that Wes Hampton does it. Sweet little Wes. Jesus gave me water. Listen.
Jesus.
gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus, he gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not from the well. Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not from the well. There was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not from the well. Oh, Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. From the well. Well, on the woman he had pity. She ran back to that city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She led my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town to see that water. And it was not from the well. Well, all that woman lived to shout. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Oh, every time she doubted, she'd start to think about
the man
that gave her water, Lord. And it was not from the well.
Electric, I can feel it.
Thank you so much.
Here it is.
A different kind of award this week, the International Lobster Net Fishermen Federation of Kalamazoo.
Wow.
Meeting at Carl's Crab Calypso in Cape Town gave us their Bad Crab Award. They said our words are not only sad, they're just plain bad.
Yeah.
I take umbrage to that. In spite of it, here is the word of the day.
Umbrage is a word that means... Oh, I'm sorry.
almost. The word is bullamong. Bullamong.
Wait.
Yeah, good.
Bullamong, of course, named after Charles Bullamong of Billings, Montana.
Uh-huh.
It's a Chinese philosophical system of harmonizing everyone with the surrounding environment. The art of Bullamong discusses in metaphoric terms the harmonic structure of quartet songs and how they tune up with the invisible forces of nature and engage both positive and negative polarity in a magnetic dipole.
Well, of course.
The philosophy died out abruptly after old Chuck attained consciousness and was struck by a bolt of lightning. Bullimong. Gone. Bullimong. Gone forever, I say.
It.
You
that
are
great,
not
Kerry.
Even circling the airport on that one.
Wow.
You know what it means? It means mixed grains, as in breads today often have a lot of bullimong.
Well, sure they do.
That doesn't even sound appetizing.
Sounds like the sound a banjo makes when it hits a dumpster.
Bullimong.
Bullimong.
That's good.
And Joe, that's what we call the perfect pitch. Thank you very much. Get us out of this, Bill. Where are we going to go today?
No, the perfect pitch is when the banjo case closes.
That's yeah. There you go.
That's the sound most accepted on our bus is when the clasps close.
That can't be true.
For those of you who don't know, Joey with the Oak Ridge Boys is a closet banjoist.
Yes.
And we're glad that you stay in the closet with
us. That's me.
Speaking of piano, here is Kim Collingsworth in a beautiful arrangement on Homecoming Radio.
Spanning globe to find some hilarious holy humor. Here's Michael Booth.
Three sons grew up, left home, and prospered in business. One day, they discussed what they could do for their elderly mother. The first son, the one that had the most money, Joe, bought her a new house. The second one, Mark, bought her a new car. The third one, he didn't have as much, Kevin, bought her a talking parrot. He had memorized the entire Bible. Mom wrote each one a note saying, "The house is too large, the car is too small." But that gift of that talking chicken, that was
delicious. One day when heaven will stand with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin. Well, the moment my example is he, one day they led him up Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on that tree, ha! Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing my sin, my Redeemer is he.
that day when the stone rolled away from the door. Jesus arose, over death he had conquered.
The rumor mill. Time once again to bounce the bogus, crush the crazies, these unfounded rumors that plague our lives every day. We'll shut them down right now on the rumor mill.
I've got this one. Most people believe that big cities would be the top in flower orders for Valentine's Day. That is so wrong, my marigold maven. I don't know what that means, but I said it. The okay. top Valentine's Day cities are number 10, Omaha. Number 4, Edmonton. Ooh. Number 3, Raleigh, North Carolina. That's a pretty good size city. But number 1 is New York City.
Surprise. Well, in case you think the U.S. has the corner on global cities for love and romance, you are wrong, my little love bug. Number 10 is Dublin. Number 5 is Rome. And number 1, of course, Paris.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And if you want to know the most affordable places to live, the answer is not Rooster Run, Kentucky. No! Number 10, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Number 6, Fort Wayne. And number 4, Lansing, Michigan. You know where the number 1 most affordable place to live? It's in Texas.
Yeah.
Round Rock.
What?
That's right. Really? Faulty rumors once again obliterated on the Rumor Mill.
Rumor Mill. That's great.
Now react, Bill.
I will react.
Where was Bill?
Right here, Bill will react.
You know, that is helpful, though, because I've wondered many times, you know, where is the most affordable place to live? So I just stayed where I've been living for 48 years in the same house that we lived in when Gloria and I taught school.
With a cornfield behind it.
That's adorable.
I hear them applauding for you.
Steve Green, a wonderful friend. Find us faithful.
And we're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. And those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. The footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Our hopes and dreams have come and gone. And our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
We get some wonderful notes from our listeners, and we love it. Here's a perfect example.
We are listening from Cozumel, Mexico. Oh. We love the program, and even Mark Lowry.
Oh. Hey.
Although he's not always on.
So true.
Keep doing what you do, from Bob.
You are loved in Grand Rapids, and I have a big collection of old gospel records if you'd like them.
Wow.
I gladly share. We love what you do, Dale in Michigan. You write, and we read, homecomingradio.com.
The scripture says, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels gathered around the throne, and they numbered 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, and they cried with one voice, 'To him who is seated on the throne be ascribed blessing and honor, power, majesty, glory, and splendor forever and ever.'"
Hear the cries of the shackled from the onset of time. For the chains of defeat, there's no key. See the tears of the broken, cries of the slaves. Is there no one worthy to set us free? Then the cry stilled as the chorus rings out, the shackled released from their chains, and thousands of voices are swelling the song. Worthy, worthy.
saints of all time, holding their crowns in their hands. Fall down before him, joining the song.
Remind you today that regardless of your circumstance, it's good to be alive. And I hope we brought you some joy, hope, and encouragement, and that you'll come back next time for more of the same.
And if you cyber surf during the week, take a break. Homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online and find the dates, times, and places for the live homecoming concerts and check out our videos.
Come by our Facebook page and click that little like button. It's also the place you can leave us a note. Do it right now. Homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Tori. We salute some fine homecoming stations in the great state of South Dakota, like KIMM, KLMP, KNWC, KOYA, and KJAM Radio. We want to say a big thank you and a big
salute.
Bill, Gloria just called and said you invited the neighbors over for dinner, but you didn't tell her.
Uh-oh.
What do you have in mind?
Food.
See you next week.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying, later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.